High-level Vatican commissioners voted against allowing Catholic women to serve as deacons, maintaining the global church's practice of all-male clergy, according to a report given to Pope Leo and released yesterday. The commission, in a 7-1 vote, said historical research and theological investigation excludes the possibility of allowing women to serve as deacons at this time, but recommended further study of the issue. Deacons can do most of what a priest does, like baptisms, marriages and funerals, but not celebrate Mass. The role was re-envisioned by the church in the 1960s as a permanent post for married Catholic men. Miriam Deignan is executive director of Weingard Institute for Catholic Research. They describe themselves as an independent think tank promoting gender equality, evidence-based sexual ethics, democratic governance and accountability in the Roman Catholic Church. Miriam Deignan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's your understanding about what's happened here?
Well, what happened yesterday is essentially the Vatican has definitively declared that women cannot serve their church as deacons. It's bad news, basically, not only for women, but for the whole church. And it was a commission, as you said, of 10 academic experts that were originally appointed by Pope Francis. But the whole process has been a very secretive and non-transparent process, from selection to what they've been studying. And this has been going on for nearly 10 years in various study groups inside the Vatican. You know, it's really been playing past the hot potato with the question of women that they have now finally announced and confirmed what we feared all along. And that is that the endless study of women was a stalling tactic, that the Vatican have ignored overwhelming evidence that women were deacons for 1,000 years at least in the early church. It was the model of our church. And not only have they ignored the evidence, historical and theological, but they have ignored appeals from Catholics everywhere, nuns and priests and bishops included, who have been asking for the formal recognition for women for the work that they are doing. We all know women in parishes who are keeping those churches alive, preparing everyone for their sacraments, and they will not now ever be formally recognized for that work.
This particular question took a lot of time and a lot of commissions, maybe not relative to Catholic Church's decisions, but in this case over a decade. Was there ever likely to be any other decision, though, in your view?
Well, you know, we did have hope, maybe false hope.
Why?
But we had hope because due to the undeniable evidence, you know, the Vatican will say there is none. But, you know, that's insulting. We're not in medieval times now. Everyone can read. There's overwhelming evidence that women deacons were part of our Christian heritage. So also the overwhelming support. We really believed that the Vatican couldn't, after 10 years of recent study, go back to people and say, sorry, we're giving you nothing. You know, that all of those women who serve in churches are condemned to second-class status forever, that they will always be under the supervision of a man, and that women have been deemed not suitable for spiritual leadership. And we just didn't believe that the Vatican would be bold enough to make such a declaration that says, you know what, this is not going to happen. It feels as if Pope Leo was under pressure from the small group of men that he is beholden to, essentially, despite the fact that millions of Catholics have said that women finally need to be recognized for the ministry they already do and, you know, admit their vocations. It doesn't matter. It is those cardinals who elected Pope Francis inside that conclave that have basically demanded we need this question to be closed. And so it feels now as if the whole process of the 10 years of study and endlessly stringing people along and saying, We're looking into it, sort of dangling a carrot. And, you know, there's a joke in the Vatican circles that if you want a question to disappear, just form a commission and hopefully people will forget about it. But the strength of feeling in support of women being ordained, sacramentally ordained and recognized as spiritual leaders is so strong that they just couldn't make the question disappear.
And yet they have. So what now then?
Well, what now is we need everybody to protest. We need Catholics to really wake up and say enough is enough, you know, not only for the indignity and sexism and insult to women that this declaration is, but we have to remember that the Roman Catholic Church is the world's largest non-governmental organization that controls 25% of the world's schools and healthcare facilities. And bear in mind that that ratio is higher in the most underdeveloped and poorest places. So essentially, we cannot, as good Catholics, all of us, we cannot let a small group of men decide what children are learning in our schools, what kind of healthcare people are allowed to receive in our hospitals, without a single woman having ever had any input into these policies and practices. Because when you're banned from ministry as a woman, it also means you are banned from any decision-making and authority in the church. So we have the spiritual side of the church, and then we have the provision side of the church that is the schools and the hospitals. And we need to worry about both.
Miriam Deignan, Executive Director of the Weingard Institute for Catholic Research, thank you very much for speaking to us.